I am Nicolas Bornolis of Capital Link, and I would like to welcome you to a very, very important and interesting panel. We have with us leading Chinese ship owners who participate in the global maritime markets, and they are going to share their insight on the industry. And I would like to thank Bill Guo, the Executive Director of Shipping from ICBC Leasing, for helping to put this panel together and, of course, to moderate it. So again, thank you to all four of you. Thank you, Bill. And I will let you now continue the discussion. It will be in Chinese. I will be paying full attention.
Thank you, Nicolas.
Respectful leaders, respected guests, and actually we are very honored to be able to attend the panel discussion held by Capital Link. Actually, we are honored to have Mr. Guo, Mr. Ding Lei, and also Mr. Gu. And also, we are honored to invite all of you to be here. The four of you are from the logistics and also the cargo giants company. This panel discussion, basically, in order to make it easier to for all of us to communicate, I prepared several questions. So please, according to the sequence, could you please answer the question first? So now, we still haven't controlled the COVID-19, but China is really good. But the pandemic is spreading over the world. But actually, for your companies, I think that I wonder what the COVID-19 is going to impact about on your company. Hello, everyone. I'm really honored to have this opportunity to share with all of you to talk about my ideas. Just for reference, as you know, that COVID-19 has impacted heavily on the global economy. So normally, the whole industry is now impacted. So normally, the supply chain has been affected. And BDI index up to now, normally it reduced by 23%. And I think that the whole industry has been affected very seriously. On the other hand, just because of COVID-19, actually the risk of the market has been increased. And the third one, as you can see that we have multiple delays of the crew, ships, and the personnel's lives and work have been hard hit. These are actually, I mean, this leads to real large wastage of energy and time. We have difficulties, but in the process of fighting against the difficulties, we must overcome a lot of difficulties. And actually, the challenges are now incoming. This is all by my sharing. So how would you like to share some sites, some insight? So Mr. Gu, normally we are facing a lot of difficulties for our company. The difficulty is all about operation. Actually, the economy was really awful in the first half of this year. Normally, we have mild recovery of the economy just because we have recovered our production. But now, looking at the whole market, the COVID-19 is still in fluctuation and volatility. And actually, in India and Brazil and the US, the cases of the COVID-19 have been increasing. This is able to lead to quite a lot of uncertainties in China. But overly speaking, I think that the second half, I mean, the market in the second half of this year would be much better than how it was in the first half. Another thing is that you can see that just because of a geographical impact, the geographical impact has led to some outcomes to our own industry. Normally, it's really influential to the operation of the industry. We have fluctuation and volatility and also the uncertainties in the market. It could be very difficult in China. And in terms of the iteration of the management, just because besides from Chinese crew members. We have a lot of crew members from India and Philippines. And just because of the uncertainties of the Philippines, normally the shift, it's really hard to do. And also at the same time, I mean that a lot of personnel are stressed out. The last of all is about a cost. So you can see that the industry, our counterparts, have been seriously affected by the COVID-19. And as you can see that crew ships, some ships need to have shift together. Just because of delay of the crew, normally it's really hard for us to make the shift. How would you like to speak a few words, Mr. Gao? So how the epidemic is going to affect your company? Thank you so much. And actually, I'm a new guy in front of you. I take this opportunity to learn. I mean, I'm here to learn from you in face of the market pressure. We all feel the same way. What I want to put out is that, just like the two representatives just talked about, normally we are facing quite a lot of pressure from the market. Since the outbreak of the COVID-19, until now, we still haven't seen any turning point of the COVID-19. A lot of ships, normally the cruise ships are in dilemma. Just because production income, or normally the issues of the cost and driving up the cost, normally we need to improve the capacity in order to lower down the cost. This is really important, but normally as companies, we are able to overcome all those companies. But actually, it's involved in the lives of thousands of people, the shift of thousands of people and work of thousands of personnel. Thank you. Mr. Yang, I would like to say a few words. Thank you so much, Bill. The leaders have made a really complete statement. I would like to give you a briefing on our company for this year. Normally, this year hasn't had quite a lot of influence on the company, but there's a really large fluctuation. We had a really good start in January, but in February and March, we were in panic just because of really large volatility. But actually, just because of the common efforts of the whole world and also the common efforts of Chinese government, since April and also May, we have begun to recover. And now we have positive growth. So overall speaking, this year, normally, the volume of orders have not been very seriously affected. The income hasn't been affected really seriously. And also, at the same time, as for the cost, normally we have released our pressure. Overall speaking, we don't have a really large pressure this year. The largest challenge is about the shift of the crews and crew members. So, normally, the shift it's really hard to handle in China and also the world. Just because of the support given by the Chinese government, we have resolved the issue of the shift. Normally, but actually, the ships of other countries still have to come across the shift issue. And also, we have the problem of the shortage of supply for the crew members. Just because of COVID-19, a lot of people cannot go on board and they just changed their jobs. And actually, as for some personnel, maybe they have been working for 11 to 12 months. Normally, they're going to have a really long break. So that's why we have a large pressure from the supply. So actually, the price of, the salary for the crew members have increased by more than 10% for long term in the future. Normally, we still face this really shortage of the supply of the crew members. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And congratulations on your really good work done this year. And next question, as we just mentioned, the government just launched that we need to stabilize to China, and also at the same time, we need to open up a new development situation given with the support of China and overseas. So normally the new situation has had really important impact on the strategy. Do you have any available strategies or tactics to give support to the future development. All right. The Chinese government have put forward that we need to improve the recycling of China and also so as to pave the way for the new development. This is very timely. I think that we need to utilize or give the full play to the potential of China's market, give the full play to the domestic market in order to stimulating the domestic demand. We need to boost the development. And you can see that we need to have some capital support. And in mineral and gas and oil, in terms of the natural resources, we highly rely on import. Normally, we need to shoulder up our basic responsibilities as the maritime industry. We need to contribute to the China's economic growth so as to assure the supply of the resources. Normally, this is actually the opportunity for the industry. And when it comes to import of the food stuff, of food, normally China still heavily relies on the import of food. The problem is involved in the issue of the food safety. Normally, this is really a brand new challenge we need to overcome in a very positive way. On the other hand, is that now, actually, China is still in a very complicated situation, as you just mentioned, because of the geographical, geopolitical factors or impacts. Normally, we still rely on the Australian market. Maybe in the future, we need to shift the reliance to the markets of Africa and Brazil. This is what we need to pay attention to. I think that China's enterprises, in terms of the enterprise operation, we need to shoulder up our own responsibilities. Actually, China's enterprises are supposed to stay in unity, and the customers. As for the customers, we need to strengthen our cooperation with all those customers. How about Mr. Ding? I really agree with Mr. Gu. We need to take a look at the whole situation. I mean the domestic cycle and also the overseas cycle. These are actually two methodologies. And since 2015, the foreign trade has the proportion of the foreign trade has been reduced to a very low level. So that's why, according to the volume of China's development, the foreign trade cannot fully support the rapid growth in the future. This is the major reason. The second reason is that, overly speaking, the China's opening up and reform and also the tendency of the integration is going to continue. And this is able to boost the China's economic growth and also the industrial chain, supply chain, industrial chain is going to flow out. That's why we need to achieve the integration between the domestic cycle and also the foreign cycle. At the same time, I think China has put forward the double cycle. And previously, we focused on the foreign trade development. And normally, at the same time, we need to strengthen the international trade. We can, and this way, we are able to stimulate the China's development. Maybe we just mentioned, so actually by developing the foreign cycle and also domestic cycle for some of the private companies, we need to have support for the raw material. On the other hand, in our company, we need to do some new tries. We need to develop and further strengthen the export of the raw material. Normally, after we upgrade our industry for some regions, normally when they need to export a set of the equipment, normally we need to improve the demand of exporting all those equipment in some regions. All right, thank you, Mr. Ding.
Oh,
sorry to interrupt. Nothing to add. I would like to have, how would you like to say a few words?
And
as you mentioned, actually since this year, in terms of the issue of the internal cycle, actually President Xi, in many occasions, he just mentioned we need to strengthen the integration, interplay between the domestic cycling and also the foreign cycling, especially at this stage. And just because of our thinking, I really agree with the previous two guests. I think the cool idea is that we need to stay in unity and cooperation and stay in alliance. Over the past years, the cooperation and alliance are involved in the interplay among the companies or interplay among the associations. And actually, when we stay in alliance, and also when it comes to the integration of industry and also interplay among the companies, we need to pay attention to the details of cooperation. So, liberally speaking, the internal cycling are based on three logics. They are consumption, export, and investment. As companies in the associations, normally we are involved, we are more oftentimes involved in investment. Investment should be oriented to consumption, or it should be oriented to export and investment. Normally, we need to clarify our final target or have some of the transitional target. As I just mentioned, we need to stay in unity. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Yang? Thank you, Bill. I think, I mean, the Chinese government put forward the internal cycling and also foreign cycling. This slogan should be, I mean, it shows that we are supposed to be a responsible great country that should be committed to recovering the global economy. This is really important mission. Previously, we heavily relied on foreign trade and also investment. We have shortages of the domestic demand. But now, the whole globe is suffering from bad economy. As a responsible great country, we need to take the lead in order to stimulate our own domestic economy. And then we need to have double cycling. That means that we need to drag up the global economy. This is actually a really forward-looking strategy with very great political significance. That's why, as the company and industry, we are able to benefit from the domestic demand. Once we rise up the domestic demand, we're going to have more import. Normally, if we are able to improve the cycling, double cycling, we're able to boost import and export. This is a beneficial. This is beneficial for the whole economy, for the whole industry. As a company in the industry, what should we do? Previously, we planned the route for the cruise ships based on demand of the foreign trade, just because we heavily rely on the export. But this year, we're able to see a dramatic increase in terms of the import. That's why we have shifted out the planning. You can see that our promotional slogan pays more attention to the import. This turns out to be very effective. And also, at the same time, we have done some investment last week, the week before last week, on August 30th, normally we signed agreement with Yangzi Company, totally six contracts. Normally, this contract is able to contribute to the double cycling. But even though, according to the contract, normally, even though the ships are built in China, but actually the sourcing process is from the whole globe, and also we have spread out our own bonus and dividend. So actually so as to allow the investors and also the shareholders to get a lot more cash. And actually, we have increased the salary for our own employees so as to allow them to pay more. They're able to stimulate the Chinese economy. With the common efforts, I do believe that we're going to rise up the Chinese economy or even a global economy. Thank you. You have a lot of plausible actions. The next question. As for Mr. Gu and Ding and Gao, so we have collected some information they care most about the common point of the three companies. You have done the long-term agreement for some project, and also you have attended the bidding for the LNG. I would like to ask three of you. More and more ship owners or foreign trade companies, they are involved in the open tender or open bidding. I would like to ask, are there any specific impacts? Do you have any measures for this model? We would like to give the floor to Mr. Gao, all right?
And also I'd like to welcome Mr. Gao to share his opinion. Actually, this model, I'd like to say, play the very limited impact on this part. It is quite obvious. We all know that this part, right, to all the supply chains, I mean, for this industry, we can also see the limited impact on this part. Beneficial for transactions and also beneficial facility as well. From this prospect, it is quite efficient. But also, at the very same time, I mean, for the higher demands in this part, for one side, what implies edging, we can feel the pressures on this part, right? And for the very, I mean, the minority transmissions, we still cannot ignore this impact. So in this way, I mean, especially for the very advanced technology as well as applications, we could have some measures on this regard. Thank you. Thank you. What about Mr. Dean? Thank you. About this project. Just now, for the supply chains, from the size of the supply chains, even to the corporation side. Actually, from my perspective, I think we try to improve the efficiency of the supply chain. That's the very important part. And the second one, for the very big size of the company. Actually, for this part, they rely on specialization as well as the very digitalizations as well. And also you can see like the company Sichuan Shipping Management Company, they have found these resources to do these transformations, right? In this way, we need to control well about this one. About the specializations, about the transformations as well. And due to the limitations of the technology, you can see we can still stand in the very limited situation than before. But for right now, we turned a little bit. Even come to today's forum, we can still feel the flashing elements by this part. Targeted to the concept directions of the green side, I mean the green developments by the 2020. This is the common commitment to each other, and also we can feel the same pressures. That's all. What about Mr. Guo? I'd like to add something. About shipping, about trade, they're connected with each other. And now you can see, shipping actually serves for the trade industry. And in its way, you can see a lot of infrastructure. If there are some bad effects on the shipping industries, so does the same situations to the trade industry, right? they are connecting with each other. In this way, we can see that for two sides, they control well about their costs. I mean, the costs are very sustainable for two sides. And just now, Mr. Gao mentioned this. I mean, Mr. Gao mentioned the supply chains. I mean, the decline of the costs and even the sustainable situations of the supply chains. Even for those part, even for this, I mean, what we can see, maybe in this way, we are originated to the services, to all of the clients. Maybe for right now, we have some fluctuation. We can get some benefits from the short term, but actually, we cannot ignore the long-term issue. So in this way, we can serve for the trade industries to achieve the healthy development. I mean, this contest, I mean, this contract with more details will gain more appreciations by more customers, and more customers may value this one. I mean, the very beneficial ones. Indeed, it may gain the rush pressures by this way. Indeed, even for such a long time, right? And after that, and what about the future directions? What about the future side? We can still ignore this one. And also, we got to consider about the future of the shipping management, of the shipping industry as well. This is the larger market. That is all. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Guo. So each coin has two sides, right? And after we have the new thoughts, you can see simple part of the new things and simple part of the bad things might coexist in two sides. And due to COVID-19, you can see we can see a lot of bad effects like to the containers and to others and other things, etc. But you can see by the end of this month, we can see the newest situations happening in this month. So talking to the containers, I'd like to see that why you can see that a large scaling, I mean scaling to number growing up, targeted to the container side. Thank you. I mean, we can see the huge fluctuations to the container industry with the very sharp declines. And actually, we have totally surpassed 4,000. And we never see that situation before. And why we can see this very bad situation slide? Just now talk about infiltration. Just because of the due to the connections with the needs and the supplies. And we are standing in the right of the post areas. And we still need time to fix up with that. And second way, but those ships do not dock in the shores. And again and again, you can see several part of the crews were tested positive. And we can see this is a common issue for right now for such a long time. And in this way, even through this few passengers, we can see a very common phenomenon. Even most of the containers, I mean, for the players, they are missing in deeply. And also, we can see less players in this market. There is a short deflux in this way, I mean, in the side of supply way. For example, if we have the boats, but we didn't have the enough containers, that will be another problem, right? So we got to see the situations. We cannot ignore the supply chains, I mean, the supply and the needs relationship between these two sides, I mean, the ships and the containers. You can see in the era of the pandemic, they threw out containers to the shores and forgot to take them back. But after all of the things back to normal, they found the containers are missing, were missing. Lots and lots of containers, box. And secondly, during the past 2 years, we didn't engage well benefits through that. And in this way, we didn't produce much containers at that time just because we didn't see the huge opportunity at that time. But for right now, you can see in this right here, right situations of the post area, of the post area of the pandemic, we can see the huge demand for the containers. We didn't have the full enough, I mean the full enough capacity to produce the containers to supply that kind. In the last crisis, it's sort of like the heart. I mean, there were some problems in hearts for human bodies. And now you can see that's quite equal to the financial system. Lucky enough, the financial system, we got to totally restore the volume, I mean, for the containers. Now you can see Christmas going to come. And most of the people may stay at home, and people are trying to feel that they want to feel the romantic feeling, etc. Sort of things like that may do some impacts, I mean, some part of the very bad efficiency to those industries just now talk about. So that is why, in this way, I think all of the problems can be conquered. I believe that totally indeed. Thank you for your kindly comments for this time. And talking to the recruitments, we have the very deep cooperations with those companies, right? And for this time, for the leading Chinese companies, we can see they have the rapid development in this situation. And several part of the people are quite concerned about this one. So in this way, I don't know where are the operating opportunities for those parties who are involved within the industries. Actually, this very intensive industry right now, we're all being filled with this one in the process of the developing. We always need a financial system, right? Agency. They're hand in hand and close with each other and tied together. And if I really need to say to supply and to offer the opinions to all of the parties, we got to optimize the way of the services in this level, in this layer, and maybe all of the people be involved with the shipping industries. They are hoping to see these changes. And also, maybe you can use some capitals or use talents, some part of the advantages to sort of like that, the very low cost resources to enlarge the advantages. And second way, we gotta make it very deep, I mean, do the things with a very key details, I mean the six segments. Even for the management for the containers and even for the shipments as well. We can see for right now, and these directions still fruit. And we can see that the directions are lag, and or we can say part of fuzzy. So in the process of security and in the process of the designs, maybe we can do so. And so that all of the supply chains in this way may be more beneficial and even more sustainable than ever.
Makes the
deal. I totally agree with Mr. Gao's wonderful sharing. Actually, in this regard, we are standing in this liquid area. This is what we need right now compared with the past. And you can see in old time, companies are spending the monies to fulfill all of the things connected with each other. But for right now, this you can see a lot of segments existed in this part of industries. We can see more directions in terms of the segments in this industry. And from my perspective, if we have the players, I mean, in this liquid area, there is no obsession. They will develop historically, horizontally. And to be honest, from my perspective, I think in this way, and those we are standing in this very advanced positions, we got to value the things, I mean, with a very high quality. So we got to do that well, handle that well. And to a leasing company, I mean, the upgradation, optimizations, even for the upgradation for the company, actually is the very important step to the leasing company, especially for those Chinese leasing company. I mean, you can see during this process of the what we can call that limitation, I mean, upgradation, we're going to spend money. There are a lot of costs may be on that, but we got to go direct. We got to go forward, right? That is all. Thank you. Well, I totally got the inspirations from the former two speakers. Yes, indeed. We sacrificed loss in this part of the industry. And due to the cost and due to the pressure in the post area of COVID-19, a lot of companies feel the pressures indeed. And hereby, I want to say something if there is beneficial to those entrepreneurs. I mean, we still have so many potentials to do that, to fulfill our job, to fulfill our wings, to better our wings, to do more balance in this way. And now you can see benefits surpassed. I mean, you can see the need surpassed the demand. The need surpassed the supplies. So in this way, you can see from this phenomenon, we can conclude that the market is well. And if we didn't need this, what we can call the staff or even the products in this industry, that is totally a very bad signal to all of the people who are involved with industry. So in this way, we really hope that we can work together day by day by generating more products with a very, we can call environmental protections, characteristics, so as to guarantee a sustainable and healthy development for this industry. And even better, the growth for the future, and even we can control well about the risk as well. For those companies who sacrifice the time on investing, that less power projects, actually, please be cautioned. And we cannot do the things with a very lazy attitude. We can control well about the risk. This is my opinion. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Guo. I will transfer all of the opinions to those leaders and to those entrepreneurs. Yeah, maybe you can expand your opinions as well. Yeah, actually, maybe I have one limit left. I mean, for those leasing companies, actually, they are doing great. This is a good thing for them compared with the past. I mean, for those companies, they all originated from ship owners. I mean, like Germany, like from Germany, from Japan. But in this way, you can see in this right situations, they suffer a lot of opportunities. They suffer a lot of difficulties in this post area of COVID-19. And in this way, just because of this right time, Chinese enterprises fill this gap. And I think financial leasing company actually is the financial company by through the lending method to enhance the capacity, I mean availability. But about how to avoid risk, we gotta do more focus on the main projects, like transmissions, transportations, even the platforms. And Mike can see, if you invest the small size of the ship, maybe it's not worth it. So we gotta have the very specific targets on investment. Thank you. That is my opinion, very humble opinion to those shipping companies. Due to time constraint, we had full time on discussing, on discussion. Maybe you gotta have a few opinions to deliver, but actually, the time is limited. I found four of the guests are from Shandong. Actually, you are the pioneers. In your province, you are just the very top standards in these industries. Very outstanding, very impressive. And due to time constraint, we may set a request to the next time, right? Thank you. Thank you, all of the leaders being part of this session, this panelist session. Panelists, 你还有补充的吗? 好，谢谢。 确实你们给我们带来的非常多真正卓见的这个意见啊，非常感谢你们在这点上给我们提供这种栩栩如生的这种建议吧。今天我也是感谢你们，我希望明年我们在上海能够用这种面对面的方式见面，好吧？ Hope all of us may see you next year in Shanghai, face to face. Thank you. Thank you, all leaders. Goodbye.